third pack of Pei, Mishnah Vav. We learned before that if a person has a tzada and there's produce or certain types of produce grown on that tzada, he has to leave Pei. Our Mishnah is discussing what is the minimum size of a tzada. We have various opinions in the Mishnah. A land which is large enough to plant a quarter of a calf of grain is chayv in Pei. The Rav says that this is 10.5 amas by approximately 10 amas. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, Rabbi Yeshua Imer, Oise Sotayim, the amount of ground that it takes to plant to grow two saws of produce, which is smaller than the previous year. Rabbi Tafanom is Shisho, Al Shisho Tfachim, much smaller than the previous year, only 6 by 6 Tfachim, just basically 1 square amma. Rabbi Yehuda and Mitzayir Aimer, because they lixer velishna, so he has even a smaller share. The way they would harvest in those days grain is they take a handful of grain and then cut it with a sickle in his other hand. So two handfuls, which do two acts of cutting with a sickle, is already enough to be considered a field in respect to pay it. The Allah and Gidvar, the Mishnah says Allah is Akim. Akim Aimer Kaka Kosu Chayvah Peya. No matter how small the Kaka is, it's chayv and pay, that's what halacha is, the ma'isa. That even if a person has a very small piece of karka, in the time that pay was noyeg, he would leave pay from the produce of that small piece of land. Now, once we started mentioning the concept of karka culture, that the smallest piece of land is considered karka in respect to pay, the Mishnah is gonna now discuss that. In respect to other halachas also, karka kosher, even a small piece of land is considered karka. U bikurim. In respect to bikurim also, in order for a person to bring bikurim and make a proclamation when he brings his bikurim, he has to have land. So if his tree that the fruit was growing on had just the amount of land that tree is growing on, nothing more than that, he brings the bikurim. The list of fruitful. And Shemitah, there was a takanas hachamim that a person gives over his loan to Bezdin, and through this he's able to collect his money after Shemitah. And this takana was made only when the one who borrowed the money has karka. So even if it has the smallest piece of karka, that's good enough, and then the Bezdin would make this fruitful for the one who lent the money. Also, liknas imoy nechazim shemle makrayis, the keter shtava chazaku. The last thing over here is there's different types of kinyonim. The kinyon of kesef, buying a transaction is consummated with transfer of money, or with a document, or chazaka means that someone worked the land, or locked the door, or built a fence around the land. These are chazakas that work for karka. They do not work for movable objects. For movable objects, one has to actually pick it up or move it into its possession. But if a person buys karka, buys land, and together with that he also buys movable objects, the kinyan that he does in the land works also to transfer ownership of the movable object. So even if he has a minimal mashul, a small piece of land that's being sold, he can sell that with his keter shtar chazaka, and the metalsel and the movable object that he's selling with it will also go along. We see from here that we don't need, it's not necessary that the movable objects are sitting in the land that's being sold. As long as simultaneously selling land and movable objects, even if the movable objects are not in the land, the sale goes through with the kinyan of the land.